Bowers GMT. Hello once again, everyone. I'm Nan Kadimi. You're tuned to Sahara Universal Network. We begin this edition of Sahara News with recent revelations made by the U.S. Army that the number of U.S. soldiers who took their own lives while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan increased last year to the highest total since 1993. In 2005, a total of 83 soldiers committed suicide, compared with 67 in 2004 and 60 in 2003, the year the U.S. forces invaded Iraq. Army officials discounted the notion that the increase was caused by mounting combat stress on deployed soldiers as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan grinned on. The totals include active duty Army soldiers and deployed National Guard and Reserve troops. Army spokesman Colonel Joseph Curtin has said the Army is not alarmed by the slight increase. Of the confirmed suicides last year, 25 were soldiers deployed to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, which amounts to 40% of the 64 suicides by Army soldiers in Iraq since the conflict began in March of 2003. The suicide rate for the Army has fluctuated over the past 25 years, from a high of 15.8 per 100,000 in 1985 to a low of 9.1 per 100,000 in 2001. Last year, it was nearly 13 per 100,000.